Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Political slogans are a dime a dozen, which is why I think Canadian voters need to take a step back from them and think for themselves. Balancing any budget is simple. I did it successfully in film for 40 years and never exceeded a budget. I know most people don't understand the concept, so let me simply it for you. Trust me, it's easy. Running the country costs a fixed amount of money and it's paid for by the taxes collected. Let's say it costs $1,000 to run Canada for a year. For that, you get all the programs we currently have, healthcare, social services, old age pensions, Canada Pension Plan, CPP, and drug coverage, to name just a very few. When you remove one source of income, tax, you need to replace it with another form of income. That is how you balance a budget. Now let's look at the slogans because, technically, they're not even a promise. That's the unspoken truth. You promise to axe the tax, that despised carbon tax that's trying to make a better world for our children, but who cares about them anyway? It costs $100, so you'll need to find that $100 elsewhere, or implement a new tax equal to the $100 you just got rid of. Except, creating a new tax is very unfavorable, as the carbon tax has demonstrated. So, where to get the money? Well, our healthcare system costs $500, so if we get rid of that, privatize it so voters pay out of pocket, technically, it's not a tax, and thus not their fault. And politicians have the added bonus of having a spare $400 to use elsewhere, like giving themselves another big, fat pay increase, because you can be sure they're not giving it back to Canadians. Not very fair, is it? And it's probably not what you heard. Considering most politicians make triple-digit salaries and have a lifetime pension with complete healthcare coverage, it's no wonder they don't care about the healthcare system. They all claim to be like the typical Joe or Jane, but they have no idea, no concept. They talk the talk, but have never walked the walk. Talk about a gravy train. I have an alternate suggestion. I'd like to see politicians' salaries be reduced to a base salary, not to exceed $90,000. Bonuses, not annual increases, are vetted through a private group made up of citizens. Schmucks like you and me. The groups will be randomly chosen like juries. They're given annual bonuses based on performance. No performance, no bonus. Break a promise and they're removed from office, immediately. You know, like the rest of us. I suggest we remove their pensions completely. Heck, if the CPP is good enough for the rest of us, it should be good enough for the politicians that created it for us. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm saying that a vote for Conservatives, really the Canadian Alliance, Reform Party, is a vote to increase your personal costs and, frankly, Pierre Poilievre has never acknowledged climate change. Remember Stephen Harper? The guy that muzzled scientists on this topic? Refused to take questions from the press that weren't written by him? Poilievre's a repeat performance. Let's face it. Money out of your pocket, tax or otherwise, is still money you won't have. Services lost, funding you don't get. Remember, when you vote, you're hiring a representative for you. Make them work for it. Take the time to put them through a grueling interview. Force them to answer the questions and take note when they do not. You're hiring them to change your life for the better. They should be able to demonstrate their capability is more than a nifty slogan. Segan Hancock's Barry.